First and foremost, I love my friend Michael Ware. Michael Ware was actually at the White House when I got to do a little something something at the Easter prayer breakfast back in 2015-ish. I can't remember when it was. But all I know is he was there and he was part of the reason why I was there. So I really appreciate him. Michael is so knowledgeable in all things politics. But not only Michael, but so is Melissa. Okay, hosted by Michael and Melissa Ware, Where We Are podcast. This podcast is the podcast that you are going to want to listen to. If you want like a long form curated analysis on all things that are happening in faith, in politics, and public life. So Monday through Thursdays, Michael shares The Morning Five. It's a 5-minute episode featuring current news and events in the political realm in a consumable and easy to understand way. And then also they release a long form episode on Sundays, which, you know, once you get a husband and wife on there, it's so fun to hear them interact with each other. But more than anything, the Where We Are podcast is going to help you navigate a very complicated world where faith and politics intersect. And I trust no one better than Michael and Melissa Ware. Check them out. It is Thursday, March 21st, 2024, and you're listening to the Carlos Whitaker Podcast. We back. Oh my gosh. This is not the episode that I wanted to record, but it's the episode I'm going to record because I feel like there's a lot of you that may have this lie, this sneaky little lie that pops into your head every so often. And the lie is, it just won't stop raining. I'm never going to get over the hump. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if life's ever going to work out. It's one thing after another, after another, after another. Do you ever find yourself kind of saying those things? Like Carlos, like I'm everyone else, I'm great. I'm so glad that life's working out for them, but it's just not working out for me. It's one thing after your mother and then after your mother. What a Freudian slip. Mom, if you listen to this podcast, I swear I don't think that you're a problem in my life. But I want to speak to those of you, those of us, because I had this moment earlier. Where's we fade out, Dr. Delight, where we feel like maybe, just maybe, this big old thing called life is not playing nice. And, you know, you may be, here's the problem with social media, right? I mean, there's so many problems with it, but here's one of them. We're seeing everyone else's highlight reel. And it seems like there's either two extremes. One extreme is like everything's working out for this person. The other extreme is sometimes we actually like to doom scroll. I did a whole podcast on doom scrolling. We'll link it in the show notes. And, you know, we just like to find people that are suffering worse than us. So do you ever find yourself like that? Like sometimes I'll say, for instance, let's just jump into my life for a second. Say, for instance, you love playing pickleball. How is pickleball always a subject matter here? And then like I did last night, I strained my calf, which actually means I tore my calf muscle. And then the doctor this morning was like, sorry, you can't play. And can I tell you something? Like, that's how I exercise. I don't enjoy just lifting weights. I used to enjoy doing CrossFit. That just injured me. And so, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And so, like, I started having a pity party. And then what can end up happening is you come across someone that has it worse off than you. And then you start shaming yourself. Like, it's not as bad as someone else, so I should just get over it. No, guess what? Your bad is your bad. Can I let you know, the thing you're going through that is bad, it sucks, and it's okay to say that it sucks. Just because somebody else's life sucks worse doesn't mean that you get to compare your pain to theirs. So like, accept that you may be in a sucky situation, but don't do one of two things. The first one is don't go find somebody who's worse off than you and shame yourself and try to make yourself feel better because their pain is worse than yours. Secondly, don't go find people whose lives seem perfect, which they're not, FYI. And compare yourself to them. Neither of them work. But today, I want to talk about, because I had a little pity party. I was having a pity party. Am I not? Can I not say party? Pity party? Pity party? Wow. That was rough. And so today, that's what we're going to lean into. We're going to lean into, hold on, I actually have some notes. You guys, I know you're proud of me. I'm suddenly like the note guy. I'm going to call this the art of resilience. Ooh, that's fancy. Can we have some art of resilience music? That is definitely not art of resilience music. This is it. This is what I feel like is art of resilience music. It's coming in here. Because here's the truth of the matter is, okay, it's not working for me. Life is, what you hear said often, what I hear said often is life is a roller coaster. But I know that like when people say that, it's like, it's ups and downs and ups and downs. Have you ever felt like, it's just a constant drop? It's like, when is the roller coaster going to go up? Right? It's like this relentless series of setbacks that leave you bruised and oftentimes breathless. You know, I look at my life right now and I think, I don't know. I kind of feel that way sometimes. I look at my dad in that situation and I think that that's not getting any better. I look at my mom and she's getting more stressed. I look at some situations in my life and they don't feel like they're working out like I've been praying that they work out. Love this. I guess the cherry on top for me was that I really enjoy and I'm getting really good competitively playing a sport that I injured myself last night and now I can't play it. It's just like one thing after another, and not like you're waiting for the, you know, you're waiting for the up. Some of you, you know, have, you know, lost jobs and you're trying to get another job and it's just not coming. And you're praying and you're opening doors. And it's just like, what is happening? Why is it not? So like, first of all, I think it's really important that we all understand that like life is going to have seasons where it feels like nothing is working. And not only it feels like, but it's true that most of the big decisions that you're making isn't working. But what I love to do in those seasons is a few things, and I'm going to unpack them. It's going to be a really quick podcast. But very simple, quick things that help me. Now, the first thing I always talk about is, and I've done a whole podcast episode on this before, but let's just really quickly touch it, is when you're in a season of lack or your season of setbacks, declaring the promises of God over declaring the problems in your life. Now, again, you don't have to be a Christian. You can just, you know, some people call it manifesting, whatever it is you may call it. Like I believe in the Bible. I believe in God. And so I believe that God is the one that hears us and provides for us. He's the ultimate provision. And so what I tend to do is declare the setbacks in my prayers. I pray the problem. Oh God, you know, why am I, you know, getting hurt when I'm just now starting to really get good at this game? Why is my dad not getting any better? Why is my mom continuing to suffer setbacks when she's trying to sell her house in Atlanta? Why is it just over and over, right? And so my prayers are problems. They're not promises. And so what I love to do is to declare the promises of God over my life. And so that's the first thing I'm going to tell you to do. Open up scripture and find the promises that, even if you're not a Christian, just open them up. Open up the Bible. You can have somebody help you. And find promises that counteract those problems. Okay? So that's the first thing, first and foremost. You don't have to feel good to do it. You don't have to even believe it. Just declare it. And I promise when you start declaring promises instead of problems, you're going to start to feel things shift. Even when you're in the midst of a drop, you pray the promises, and the drop doesn't feel like a drop anymore. I'm just telling you, the words we speak are so important. They are. When I play pickleball, I sweat like a freaking, I don't know, professional sweater. And guess what helps me? Not just water. I used to, when I was done, my heart rate would take a long time to come back down because I was so dehydrated, but I've started using LMNT, which is Element, okay? It's not LMNT, it's Element, and I've started using them, and guess what? Like, no more muscle cramps, no, my heart rate drops right away. I'm no longer dehydrated, and it tastes amazing, okay? There's a lot of other great products out there, but there's nothing that tastes better than Element. So this is what I want you to understand. It is so important to replenish electrolytes, especially if you're exercising. Don't just drink water. Add the thing that you're losing quicker, which are your electrolytes. It can also be used as a cocktail mixer and works great for recovery after, y'all know, like a pretty hard night out on Broadway. You know what I'm saying. Okay, so listen. Right now, Element is offering a free sample pack with any purchase. The Element sample pack includes one packet of every flavor. This is the perfect offer for anyone interested in trying all their flavors or who wants to introduce a friend to Element. Please, everybody listening right now, get yours at drinklmnt.com/CarlosWhitaker with two T's, please. This deal is only available through my link. You must go to drinklmnt.com/CarlosWhitaker. Element offers no questions asked refunds. Try it totally risk-free. If you don't like it, share it with a salty friend and they will give your money back, no questions asked. You got nothing to lose. The indoor air we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air. And Americans spend 90% of their time indoors and take about 20,000 breaths a day. So, like, what in the world do we do about this problem? Well, I'd like to introduce you to an air purifier that captured the attention of everybody. It's called Air Doctor. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses that make you sick. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code HUMANHOPE. You'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers exclusive to podcast customers. You will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer in by going to airdoctorpro.com. and use promo code Human Hope. The first thing, okay, so that was free. That was bonus. Let's get into a couple of these things. The first thing I want you to do is to acknowledge your feelings, okay? So, like, give yourself permission to feel frustrated. You know, I think a lot of times, and I know Instagram motivational people, like, really, they're trying their hardest. They mean well. But a lot of, you know, the little catchy phrases just don't meet the reality of our true circumstances. And so, you know, as somebody is giving you a little tweetable quote on, you know, motivation and picking yourself up and getting up when you get knocked down, listen, I guarantee you they have not been knocked down the way that we've been knocked down. They've been knocked down their own way. They haven't been knocked down like you. They maybe have been knocked down and they landed on a blanket of, on a bed of pillows. Still got knocked down, but it didn't hurt as bad. Because they had something underneath them to soften the fall. Some of you may have not been raised with a lot. Your life situation may not have a lot. And when you get knocked down, you're like getting knocked down on a pile of burning coals. That's what it feels like. So it's going to be a lot different to get up out of bed than it is to get up off of a bed of burning coals, right? So acknowledge the feelings, okay? Don't try to hide them in order to make everyone else feel like you're okay, and even make yourself, don't bottle them up. Give yourself permission. Carlos Enrique Whittier Guzmán Chibocabello right now is giving you permission to feel sad, to feel angry, to feel frustrated. Okay. When you try to just bottle your emotions up, they're just going to intensify and they're going to blow up later. So feel them, feel them. Therapy helps. You know, I know that I've been a partner with BetterHelp for a long time. This is not an ad, but if you can't find a therapist, go to BetterHelp. There's therapy online. You can find somebody to help. Number two, be compassionate to yourself. Compassion. Let's look up the actual meaning of compassion. What is compassion? I'm looking it up right now. Compassion. Sympathetic, pity, and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. Normally, it's very others focused. Today, we're talking about being compassionate for ourselves. Okay. We all face challenges. If your challenge is self-inflicted, we all make self-inflicted mistakes as well. Okay. So think about how you treat a friend. This I have to do this a lot. I think about how I treat a friend who is down on themselves. And then all I do is I turn it around and I treat myself that way. Treat yourself with the same compassion you would somebody else. Now, how about this? This is very important. Even within the downfall or the valley or the middle of your woe is me situation, you still have strengths. Okay. You still do. Like we all, it's not like our strengths disappear in the valleys. So find them. Like sometimes I'll have to look back to find them because I can't see them right in front of me, but I'll look back on other challenges that I've overcome. And I think about what are the qualities that help me bounce back in those situations. When you recognize your inner strength, that I'm telling you, that's a motivator. You know, I think about my situation with my dad and I'll look back at videos. And as miserable as it is to watch my dad go through dementia, one thing that I see that is a strength of mine is my patience. That's something that I've actually never thought was a strength of mine. But when I look back at the challenging situation, I think, wow, like God, like you've given me some supernatural patience. So how do I pull that patience out in every situation that I find myself in, not just with my dad? I didn't even know that was a strength until you look back. Sometimes you can't see the strength in you until you look back. That's why journaling is really important, because you will see that you are strong. There are things in you that you don't even know are strengths. You got them. Okay. Look back. How do I use those strengths now? Patience. I'm going to have to use that in my little pickleball suffering world. I have to be patient. I can't run back on the court tomorrow. I already feel better today. I can't run back on the court tomorrow. I have to be patient. I have to let the muscle heal. And I have to realize I can be patient because I'm patient with my dad. And if I'm patient with my dad, I can be patient with myself. Now, some of the things that I end up doing is I used to be a big worrier. And when you worry, you're basically paying a debt for something that you may not ever owe. Like we're paying it like before it happens. And so, you know, focus on what you can control. There are some things that you can't control. When Sohaila was in the hospital, I couldn't control her getting better. I couldn't control that almost month of pain for her. But there were some things I could control. I could control the fact that I still knew that she loved a band called New Hope Club. And I happened to DM the lead singer of New Hope Club, this little British boy band. His name was Blake, saying, "My daughter loves you. She's in the hospital. Could you just type her a note?" And he sent her a video. That is something that I could control in the midst of a horrible situation. And I can continue to control things right now. So what can you control in the middle of this horrible situation? That's something to think about. Told you, this is going to be really quick, but I feel like it's going to be very useful. Let's take a quick break to hear from some of our partners. If it wasn't for Shopify, I would not be able to give you all the incredible merch that you guys love to wear, right? My Hope Dealer stuff from like 2 years ago, my brand new Don't Stand on Issues, Walk with People t-shirt, all of that was powered by Shopify and is powered currently by Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, right? That's where I was a couple years ago, to the first real life store stage, all the way to like, we just hit a million order stage. I haven't hit that stage yet. Coming soon. Okay. So no matter what it is you're doing, Shopify can do it for you. This is what I want you to do. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Carlos, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Carlos now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Carlos. Typical children's vitamins are basically candy in disguise, filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy junk growing kids should never eat. That's why Hiya was created, the pediatrician-approved superpowered chewable vitamin. Now listen, while most kids' vitamins are filled with 5 grams of sugar and stuff that actually is going to contribute to your kids getting sick, Hiya is made with zero sugar and gummy junk, yet it tastes great and is perfect for picky eaters. Hiya fills the most common gaps in modern kids' diets to provide the full body nourishment our kids need with that yummy, yummy taste that they love. Okay, it's non-GMO, it's vegan, it's dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, and all the other things that it needs to be free in order for your kids to feel healthy as they take it. I know personally how much my youngest has loved Hiya vitamins, and I know that yours will too. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/humanhope. This deal is not available on the regular website. Go to hiyahealth.com/humanhope and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Next, be grateful. I call it this, grateful despite the grind. Okay. It's a grind, but there's always something you can be grateful. And in my new book, where is it? I wanted to pick it up and show you, but it's too far behind me. Get Your Hopes Up for the tweens devotionals. We actually have a leader's guide that comes with activities, and it talks about finding things that you're grateful for, big and small. Most of the time, we're only looking for the big things to be grateful for, the big check in the mail, the big promotion, the big relationship that's working, at like all those things. But we forget that there's tiny little things, tiny little miracles every single day that we can be grateful for. Great example, case in point, if you follow me on Instagram, you saw that this last week when I was signing nameplates, I was doing my signature, I signed over 500 of them. My dad was watching me and I was like, oh my gosh, I realized in that moment, my dad had not written a letter in years. He doesn't, you put the pen in his hand, he doesn't know what to do with it. So I was like, hey dad, you used to have a really cool signature. And he was like, I did. I was like, yeah. So I grabbed the Sharpie and I put it in his hand and he wasn't holding it very well. But then I slid the little sticker in front of him and I said, why don't you draw something? Just draw something. And you could see his brain start to click. And he put that pen, that Sharpie, he put the tip of it to that paper. And very slowly, he wrote the letter F. If I could have gotten up and run around in that moment, I would have. I guess I could have, but I didn't want to scare my mom. It was a miracle. This tiny little F that he wrote, my mom and myself, both our jaws hit the ground. And it was beautiful. And I'm grateful for that tiny little miracle. In the midst of a dark and ugly disease, there are still things to be grateful for. Gratitude can shift your perspective and it actually will boost your resilience. The thing that the Insta Familia does sometimes when it's been a while since we've done it, but we'll raise money, we'll do these giving blitzes. And we give a little bit and gratitude begins to rise in all of our hearts. It's beautiful. Do it. Find it right now. What are you grateful for? I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. You got to have something. I know you can find it. What are you grateful for? And then last but not least, let's do this. Let's celebrate the small wins. Okay. You get knocked down. We all get knocked down. Okay. What's the progress going to be no matter how small? We always think about the getting up all the way. Like, you know, we imagine getting knocked down and then the umpire, or is that what you call in the boxing ring? He starts counting 1 or 10, 9, 8. And by the time he gets to 0, the boxer will stand up and everyone's like, all right, fight on. But what if the small win isn't even standing up? What if it's just opening your eyes? Right. You get knocked out. Can I tell you what the first small win for that boxer is that just got knocked out flat on his back? Opening his eyes again and not being dead. That there's a small win. If for some of you that needs to be the small win, let it be the small win. I'm telling you, I believe that there's a lot of small wins that we don't celebrate anymore because the small wins don't make they don't make as big of a splash on social media. They don't make as big of a splash maybe in our own eyes. Maybe just getting to your knees again is the small win. that you need to celebrate. That is a win because you were flat on your freaking back. Celebrate the small wins. Let's go back through them really quickly. First thing, pray the promise, not the problem. Second thing, acknowledge your feelings. Third, be self-compassionate. Have self-compassion for yourself. Fourth, find your strengths. Lean into them. Fifth, focus on what you can control. Sixth, be grateful despite the grind. And seventh, celebrate the small wins. Just remember that, like, resilience isn't about never falling down. And it's not even about standing back up all the way. Literally, it's about what is the next best thing you can do to get back to where you want to be. Life's going to throw it at you. Life's been throwing it at me. And I really could get really down right now, like in this season of life. And I'm not going to. I refuse to. And it's because I'm building some resilience. Friends, Dr. Delight, let's hit it. How about that for just a little nugget on your Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or whenever it is that you're listening to this podcast? Drop it. And that is it. I am grateful that you're here. So please come on back next Thursday when I drop another episode of the Carlos Whitaker podcast. We do this every single week. Next week, I'm just going to let you know right now. Don't stand on issues, walk with people. The episode next week. You're not going to want to miss it. I am bringing on to the show the man, the myth, the legend that actually taught me that phrase, don't stand on issues, walk with people, the legendary Mike Ashcraft. And Mike is going to, with myself, help unpack what that actually means. So make sure you tune back in next week for another episode of the Carlos Whitaker podcast. Thank you guys for hanging out, and I'll see you next Thursday.